The Farragut Stakeholders Group celebrated the holiday season on December 12, with its second annual holiday tree lighting, attended by 300 Farragut House's residents and local leaders. Attendees enjoyed hot chocolate from Chef Size Cuisine and cookies from Brooklyn Sweet Spot, while DJ Roy Boy entertained with holiday music, according to a press release. Performances included the Big Brass Brass Band and student choirs from PS 287 and PS 307. The event ended with caroling by the Daughters of the King from the Church of the Open Door. "It is such a joy to see how this event brings out and brings together families who have grown up in this neighborhood," said Latrell Mosso, who emceed the event. "Seeing the smiles on the children's faces and their parents greeting old friends is a great way to start the holiday season. The Farragut stakeholders are proud of the work we've done so far and look forward to providing more programs and experiences in 2025. Photo. Supplied, Farragut Stakeholders Group. Families posed for photos with Santa Claus and at the DJ's collective photo booth, while children received books from the Brooklyn Book Bodega and purple jingle bells, lanyards, and glow sticks. Attendees also received branded calendars and tote bags. The crowd was greeted by Congresswoman Nydia M. Velasquez, Deputy Brooklyn Borough President Kim Council, Assemblymember Joanne Simon, Councilmember Crystal Hudson, Judge Sharon Hudson, and the commanding officer of the NYPD 84 Precinct, Captain Thomas Maffei. The Farragut Stakeholders, a community-driven organization of residents, volunteers, and leaders, aims to foster unity and positive change within the Farragut House's neighborhood in Brooklyn.